Welcome to Applied Clinical Trials Podcast, making every connection count, IQVIA. Connected devices powers clinical trials with better data. This podcast is brought to you by IQVIA, a leading global provider of advanced analytics, technology solutions, and clinical research services to the life sciences industry dedicated to delivering actionable insights. To find out more, please go to IQVIA.com. And now, here's your host for this podcast, the custom content editor for Applied Clinical Trials, Gail Puttridge.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us. I'm Gail Puttridge, custom content editor with Applied Clinical Trials. And here with me today is Jeff Knoll, global head of IQVIA Connected Devices. We're here to talk about the need for more precise data in clinical trials and how the right connected device strategy can help. Thanks for being here, Jeff.
Yeah, hello. Great to be with you today.
So to get started, let's zoom out a little bit and tell me, Jeff, in general, what are some of the new demands in research right now that are relevant to connected devices and the data they provide for clinical trials?
Yeah, thanks. I think from the more obvious perspective, we're certainly seeing, you know, great movement to decentralized trials, a great movement to patient-centric in-home strategies and support that devices can provide for those strategies versus site-based activities that we saw in more centralized or traditional trials. There's a constant need for real-time or near real-time data. And as we move devices closer to patients and we move to more passive data strategies of collection, there's a lot more data, larger chunks of data that can come off of devices, and certainly constant. And so we need to understand how to get access to that data in near real time, raw chunks of data. We can do more analysis with greater volumes of data, so that's important. And if we have devices and trial strategies that are generating all this data, what do we do with it? So there's a real drive and a real necessity for folks to understand that your connected devices really need to be a part of a larger data management ecosystem and data management strategy. So I think generally speaking, if you look at the last year or so, that's where we've been heading, and that's what we've been tasked to do with our sponsor partners.
So why does this move from these traditional centralized trial designs into this decentralized and more patient-centric situation? Why does that have such a big impact on data strategy?
Yeah, I think in a word, it comes down to control. As most of us, you know, are quite used to dealing with traditional site-based trial strategies, we know that we're going to train site coordinators, we're going to train monitors and other folks that are coming into site-based activities. So we have fewer points to control, fewer locations to support. It's a little easier to manage logistics into certain countries and those types of things. When a strategy moves to more patient-centric, now you're talking about, you know, actual physical deliveries of product, perhaps to patient homes. You're talking about individuals rather than a site that might need technical support. You also have so many different individuals that are at home looking and playing with their devices, if you will. So things can go wrong. You know, if the device isn't the appropriate device for a particular strategy, it may compromise data if the wrong button is pushed, or if the wrong access or things become unblinded when they needed to be blinded, etc. So I do think that it, you know, if you just think about it logically, it does come down to control. And logistics, support, training compliance, all of those things work towards the appropriate data flow from a particular type of device in a less centralized trial. And so your data management strategy has to be very tight, and choosing the appropriate devices to support that strategy is incredibly important.
So like you just mentioned, it is usually that flow and the information itself that's the focus. Why is device selection so critical and needs so much attention as you're designing this protocol and trial strategy?
Yeah, I think in the context of what we just discussed, one thing that's incredibly important is you think about patient population and the inclusion and diversity of subjects in trials. We need to ensure that we're using familiar technology, technology that's going to be useful in the hands of the subject population. And when you start thinking about the devices in terms of that, well, then the second flow is, well, what's our intended use of the data? Is this data that's going to need to be submitted? Does it need to be Part 11 compliant? Can it be exploratory? So everything really starts with that protocol design, if you will, and the intended use of the data. And that does include regulatory considerations and all the downstream impact of how we're going to use devices in the strategy of pulling the appropriate data from patients. The more familiar devices are to patients, the easier they are to use. It's just that simple. And the better the technology, then the more inclusive we can be when we're talking about patient and subject populations and the diversity in our trials. And I think that we all agree that's an important part of strategy as we go forward.
So of course we're living in this age where the more information we can gather, the better, right? But when there are more sensors and more wearables being used on a trial, what shifts device or data management strategy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. It sort of conjures up, you know, the image of the poor soul that has two watches on their wrist and a, you know, a band around their arm and, you know, another vitals sensor coming off of their fingertips and a harness maybe around their chest. So of course there's much to be considered when it comes to ease of patients, ease of sites participation in a trial. And so when it comes to form factor and the combination of devices pulling endpoint data, that's really got to be high up on the list for what shifts when it comes to trial design and trial strategy. We've made a lot of advances in our ability to plug multiple device types, if you will, into one central platform so that we're collecting and ingesting data in from one source rather than a particular, perhaps even vendor or partner might have one type of data, and then another platform has another type of data. So I think we've advanced well beyond that we're looking at, you know, multiple devices being used with a specific patient or at a specific site. At least we can get to the point where we've got data coming into the same platform. And that's incredibly important across devices, but also across e-consent and diary types of information, et cetera. It makes it very, very useful. And then I think, you know, after you think about, okay, which devices are we going to use for the intended use of our data? We start to talk a lot in my world about how much of the data can we ensure is true e-source. So it's not being touched or manipulated by human hands at all. It's coming directly from a patient through a device and into a platform. So the data's higher quality, there's less manual entry, which of course, you know, can equal error, et cetera. But not only that, it's faster. And so the faster we can get all of this data into a central data source and a central platform, then real-time monitoring and the use of, a number of downstream services and processes are possible. And before they were not. So I think those are probably the highest considerations when we're talking about device strategy and selection.
So you've got this clean data coming directly from the patient into the platform, you've got the speed down. How do you support customer study teams in a way that ensures the devices are compliant for later phases of trials when all of this information has to be submitted to a regulatory body like the FDA?
Yeah, great question. FDA, other regulatory bodies. It's at the core of all we do. If the data can't be used in the appropriate manner for what our sponsor teams need to use the data for, it's really a very expensive lesson in futility. So I think when it comes to compliance of devices, there's two things that in my mind are at the forefront. One is experience. Dealing with the import-export usage regulatory bodies in different countries and the manufacturers themselves, that experience is invaluable. And collecting that experience, documenting that experience, and then educating teams over years and years and years of these activities is extremely helpful when it comes to trial strategy and device strategy and design. Device manufacturers themselves are really at the core of this conversation. They know what is required in varying countries, varying regions of the world with the regulatory bodies and the compliance measures that they need to go through in order for their devices to be used in an intended manner. Sometimes there's a commercial consideration. Other times there's a research component to their device strategy. Sometimes there's both. And so selection of partners with the appropriate device strategy is paramount as well to an appropriate trial strategy. We aren't necessarily ourselves in the device manufacturing and compliance business, but because we actually use an intelligent database to keep track of our device partners and their pieces of technology, as well as our exposure to regulatory compliance measures and our own experiences in various geographic parts of the world, we've got a really nice view on an appropriate device for a particular endpoint. And so we start there, but it does all come down to that device manufacturing organization and how do they want to use their device. And then we work with them on that to ensure that the devices are appropriate for our sponsor and their strategy.
So you mentioned earlier these moves towards minimizing manual entry. And I'm wondering if devices allow for that minimal data entry or even no manual data that has to be entered into your trial management system, do you really need electronic data capture?
Yeah, you know, that's a really interesting question. I'm certainly not in my little world an individual who's going to, you know, make a statement like we don't need EDCs anymore. There's, you know, it's such an important part of research and has historically been. But you can't deny that the percentage of data that goes through traditional EDC methods is shrinking rapidly. You certainly can't deny that the use of devices is exponentially increasing every year. And therefore, there is kind of a race to see how low can we go with the percentage of data that has to go into an EDC. And, you know, taking manual entry away from monitors and away from coordinators, heck, away from patients when it comes to their diary information, and making that electronic, it only adds to, as long as it's done appropriately and it's a quality method, it only adds and increases the value of the data, the speed of the data, and ultimately the quality and usage of the data. So it's I think there is a group within my team that would say, no, you really don't need a traditional EDC strategy. However, I think certainly they're going to be around for a long time, and traditional centralized trials will continue to move towards less and less and less data going into an EDC. And we'll continue to do our part on the device side to make devices more manageable and a larger part of trial strategy when it comes to a complete data management ecosystem and a device-driven data acquisition strategy for our sponsors.
That is fascinating. Jeff, thank you so much for your insight on these truly timely and important topics for clinical trials.
No, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
We've been talking with Jeff Knoll, Global Head of IQVIA Connected Devices. And I'm Gail Puttridge, Custom Content Editor for Applied Clinical Trials. Thanks so much for listening.
You've been listening to the Applied Clinical Trials podcast, making every connection count. IQVIA. Connected Devices powers clinical trials with better data. This podcast is brought to you by IQVIA, a leading global provider of advanced analytics, technology solutions, and clinical research services to the life sciences industry, dedicated to delivering actionable insights. To find out more, please go to IQVIA.com.